Well, I've been through a bit of an ordeal. I had a Mass here yesterday. It's hard to imagine that I said a Mass here yesterday, and this is only one day later, and in between it seems like a lot happened. It seems like a long time. I had this coronary angiogram. And I'm really weary now. I think part of that is the tranquilizer and also the effect of the dye. They inject the dye right into the heart with this little wire, this little hole in my wrist. They put a wire in here. They run it into my heart, and then they inject the dye, and then they watch it on the screen. In fact, I could watch it myself. I was awake. Big, big screen. And you could see, you know, the heart pumping, and you could see veins and whatnot. And then all of a sudden you see this black line appear. That's when the dye gets injected. And I guess he injected a few times because he watches different arteries. But now I'm really tired, even though I slept all day and all night, it seems like. Still, I want to offer this Mass in thanksgiving for the gift of health and for the very good treatment I got there at the hospital, and for the great service of Pete, of Josie, of everybody who prayed for me. I feel carried very strongly by the prayers. I received a number of messages, but I didn't even open all of them because I was too worn out. But I know people here and in the States have also prayed for me. I want to share this little thing, since this whole business was a heart ailment. In fact, the ironic thing is I'm in exactly the same condition I was in yesterday. All they did was check me out and find out that I was okay, or that my symptoms are not caused by blocked coronary arteries. Anyway, I want to share this with you because yesterday I was exhausted. I couldn't keep up with all my prayers. So this morning I got a little bit more energy and I started to say some of the prayers that a priest is required to pray. And I got to the midday prayer of Saturday, which is exactly when the procedure was. It was scheduled for noon on Saturday. So midday, it was a little bit delayed, but noon on Saturday. And this is the reading for that exact time when I was undergoing this heart procedure. It's from Jeremiah. More tortuous than all else is the human heart. I said, my human heart. That's what I was being probed. Beyond remedy, who can understand it? I, the Lord alone, probe the mind and test the heart. So I said, wow, the scriptures talk about testing the heart. That's exactly what I had. To reward everyone according to his ways, according to the merit of his deeds. So I got a very good look at my tortuous heart, all twisted and all veins and all strange contraptions. But I couldn't understand it. No one could understand it. Maybe not even the cardiologist could understand it. But the Lord, he alone probes the mind and tests the heart. And so that's where my gratitude ultimately is directed, to the Lord who has put me through this small test, really, and allowed me to come out of it basically the same as I was. Now, when it comes to testing the heart, the scriptures aren't really talking about medical procedures. They're talking about that probing that takes place in the conscience, the testing of the heart that is accomplished by the word. And today's gospel is a very great test of the heart. It's a great heart probe. It's a great coronary angiogram, or whatever to call it. This is the story of the rich man and Lazarus. And the reason why it's such a great probe to our hearts is because we have to identify ourselves either as the rich man or as Lazarus. And our tendency in this life is to favor the rich man, because that's what we want. We want to be rich, we want to have comfort, we want to have good clothing, plenty of food, and we think that that's the good thing. Who would ever want to be Lazarus? Until we die. And when we die, and when the rich man died and Lazarus died, they realized, oh, all that great comfort and status that the rich man had, he didn't use it for for good. He used it for himself, and now he's left with nothing. Lazarus, who suffered terribly, ends up in an even greater comfort, a greater security than the rich man ever had. This is a heart probe for us. How can we see things better so that we don't end up like the rich man? How can we see things better so that we recognize the great dignity of Lazarus even while he's still in his poverty? I can't help but think about, in the case of the rich man, I was looking at the bill from the hospital. The total was 54,000 pesos. 19,000 of that goes to the guy who did the test, interventional cardiologist. And they say he's very well known. He's a highly reputable cardiologist, and I certainly am grateful to him and for all his training, years of training. But he got 19,000 pesos for about 15 minutes of work. I met him briefly after he was already done. I didn't even meet him before he did it. He came around the gadgets and said that I'm fine, my arteries are in good shape. And I said, thank you. And I asked who he was. He told me his name. So for 15 minutes, he gets 19,000 pesos. And all the other people who served me a long time, well, Pete gets nothing. Josie gets nothing. And the janitors and the nurses and the technicians and the cooks and I received the benefit of dozens and dozens of people, but none of them got 19,000. That doctor probably did four or five of these procedures in one day. So he makes almost 100,000 pesos in one day. And the people cleaning the room, they make probably 600 pesos in one day. That's, you see the rich and the poor. I'm not saying anything against that. I'm not saying anything against that doctor. The man worked for years to get to that position, and he's qualified now, and we want men like that. We want them to do that, and we want to pay them for it. But it's the attitude that man is better than the janitor. That's what I think we have to watch out for. Or that it's better to be famous, rich, competent, secure in this world. It's better to be like that, and that's our goal in life. That's the warning I think this reading gives us. The rich man here, he had it all until he died. My doctor, I don't know anything about him. I just know his name. In fact, I probably wouldn't even recognize his face if I saw him because he has a mask, so I don't know who he is. But that man, maybe he's very generous, maybe he's very kind, maybe he's very other-centered, maybe he's very close to God, maybe he's fulfilling the work that God asked him to do, and thanks be to God, might go straight to heaven. He might be holier than any one of us. The issue isn't to judge anyone else, any rich man. The probe of the heart is to probe our hearts. Am I the rich man? Do I want to be like the rich man? Am I dedicating my life to things that are really not of any lasting value? And when I'm suffering, when I'm the Lazarus, when I'm have sores, like I have sores now, when I'm the lowest on the rung and nobody notices me, am I complaining about that and bitter and angry at God and judging everyone for being so unkind? Or can I recognize that God is at work even in those moments? That's the probe of the heart. So, and no one understands this except the Lord. The Lord alone probes the mind and tests the heart to reward each man according to his deeds. You know, he's the one who determines how we are responding to his great gifts. So I have just received a great gift, the gift of health, the gift of very good treatment in a very good hospital with very good doctors, nurses, and everybody. And I feel obliged to praise the Lord for that and to thank the people, to give credit where credit is due. I didn't do anything except lie on the bed. So, but I got the benefit of the prayers of so many people. And now I want my heart, which is has been probed and dyed and everything. I want that heart to be purified of my richness so that I can be of greater service to the Lord. I hope that all of us get that from this reading, that our values typically are upside down. And it's only when we see things from the perspective of eternal life that we can turn them right side up again and see what's really of value. And that's a very good thing for the heart to be probed with such a reflection. So maybe that's enough before I collapse and before all of you collapse. And everyone has to get home before the super typhoon coming. Yeah. Thanks be to God.